Blog Talk Radio.
You know what that sound means. That sound means we're back for another week. I know we've been on a hiatus, but we are finally back. We want to welcome everybody back to our Thursday night commentary show. We had a great time with it a couple weeks ago. So we are back in the Christmas season watching this crazy game going on. We got so much to talk about. My boys will be joining me shortly. Just want to thank the Cave, the 4K Network, for hosting us each and every week. We are here to bring you all the goods, all the bads, all NFL. Thank you again. I'm your host, Mimi C. Like I said, my boys should be joining me shortly. We have a great, great, great show planned for you guys this evening. So I know it's been a long time since we have been gone last week. We had a little technical difficulties, but we are back. This has been a crazy game. I don't know if you guys are watching it or you're just tuning in. We are just at the beginning of the third quarter. It is still 23-0. It looks like Pittsburgh cannot do one thing right, and especially their defense. You know, Pittsburgh is definitely known as a more defensive team. They have not been able to put a stop to what the Vikings are doing, and it looks like Pittsburgh continues with their struggle on offense. Another sack by Ben Roethlisberger. Well, not by him, but by the Vikings defense, and he does not look too happy. So with that being said, while we are on a commercial break, let's get into last week, because you know there's a lot of games going on last week, a big, huge Monday night game that you know we have to talk about, the Patriots and the Bills. The Patriots scraped by with a win against the Bills, which everybody thought probably was not going to happen, or probably was a similar Super Bowl to, in the AFC, but the Patriots did end up taking the win for that, so they are the number one seed in the AFC. And before I go any further, let me welcome my guy, Marv, on the line. He is here. Big Marv, say hi to the people.
What's going on, y'all? We back at it, you know. We about to get these fantasy playoffs popping. You know?
Exactly. Yes, the fantasy playoffs, you already know what's going down. It's starting already. People are mad. Injuries are happening. How's your team looking this season, Marv? How many teams you got, by the way?
I got two teams, and they both looking good. I'm sitting in number one in my division in one league and tied for second or third in the other one. So I'm going to the playoffs.
You're going to the playoffs. Yeah, I'm doing good in three of my leagues. The other two, I'm in, like, last place. I mean, I tell you, I had Derrick Henry. I had Chubb. I had Kareem Hunt. Everybody who got injured, that's who I had. Just FYI. Anybody who was injured, that's who I had. So
everybody who's not in there.
I was just – right, exactly. Everybody who is on IR, that's my team. Full of injured reserves. So it was a commercial break, so I was just getting into the most recent game. We just watched Monday Night Football, Patriots, Bills. You know, I don't know. Is it too soon to say the Patriots got something going? I mean, the way that they're playing, like, now granted, it was a rainy day. Granted, you know, it's not like they had a spectacular game, and obviously everybody wants to say Mac Jones only had three throws, but for him to only have three throws and for them to still pull out the win, I mean, should teams be concerned, or is it still too soon? Do they need to play a couple more, a couple more good teams before we hand them not the trophy as in the Super Bowl trophy, but the trophy for the number one seed in the AFC?
Man,
before you
Belichick
answer that,
coach
Mark,
of the year.
I know Belichick is definitely coach of the year. That is undeniable. But let me get our boy B on the line before you answer that, so he can join in the conversation. Mr. Dallas Dwayne, how are you, my friend?
Well, we're doing all right. We're doing all right around here. Not so good, but we're doing better than Marv, so I'm good. But not so good because Marv will win a ball game.
Right. We on cloud nine over here in Detroit, baby.
Yeah, looking
y'all
like a hoax,
be,
man.
Y'all
like
messed up
NFL
my
setup,
Detroit
bro.
Wasn't going to win all season. Exactly. Messing me up, man. How you going to do me like that?
Hey.
Set up.
Hey, it's a broken clock is right at least twice a day.
Right. Y'all be the depleted Vikings team who's looking really superior right now.
Right. And then, that's the other thing. I'm like, what is happening here?
Isn't that where the Steelers got their title? Isn't that playing against Detroit?
Yeah, this is the can't beat Detroit Bowl.
Damn. Man, all right, cool. Let's go ahead and talk about the subject, though. Good to hear from y'all people.
Yes, good to be back. Okay, so go ahead, Marv. You can finish the question now because ain't too much going on in this game at the moment besides the Vikings potentially scoring again. So what do you think? Is it too soon to hand them the number one spot in the AFC? I mean, I know they have it right now, but I'm just saying, you know, come playoff time.
I mean, let's go back to the Pats. I've been on the Pats for a while now. I got Damian Harris on my team. I picked up Stevenson for the handcuff, but I had to drop him because I saw Madison hanging out there, and I thought Dalvin Cook was going to be out for a while. So then I had to make another maneuver. But long story short, man, don't sleep on the Patriots. They got the solid D, the solid run game. The quarterback is careful with the ball. They're going to be a tough matchup for whoever they see in the playoffs.
I agree. They're definitely going to be a tough matchup. I want to, you know, I'm interested to see how they play against the Colts, you know, when they come off this bye. And the Patriots had the perfect bye. You know, late in the season, you know, they get their rest time after a long streak, especially coming off of 7 wins. And so I feel like their bye came at the perfect time for them. They were looking like, you know, they had a couple of, not injuries, but a few scares, if you will say so. You know, against Buffalo, obviously you expect that with, you know, a weather-ridden game. But how are you feeling, Dwayne? Because I know you have been a Mac Jones fan since the beginning, even when I was not.
Right.
So.
Right. Recognize game when you see it.
I know you got something to say.
Always. I done told you. I told you all year, calm down. It's all right. The system is the system. I had more faith in your team than you did. I was like, look at it.
Exactly. But I think that me not having faith in them is why they're so good.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Stop it. Stop it.
Because if I had faith in them, like y'all had faith in them, we would not be this good. I'm telling you. I know my team. They would let me down because I was all the confident in the world, and people can't wait to tear me down. They would not have been doing as good. I had to have no faith so they could prove me wrong. And if that's what I have to do every season, that is what I'm going to do.
There's no doubt in my mind, man. There's no doubt in my mind. It's Belichick in the helm. It just
right.
People just said, hey, look at that season they had last year. I was like, that's the COVID season. And it was patchwork.
Right.
I was surprised they did what they did with patchwork. And I was like, all right, cool. Now they got a chance to actually have an off season. They shook off that Cam shroud. Yeah, he shook himself off anyway. Gave the reins to Mac Jones. And he's an Alabama prospect. He's been in a pro offense for the last 4 years. He knows what time it is. He knows, don't turn the ball over, make decisions, make the right decision, and that's all he needs to do. He's doing what a rookie quarterback needs to do. What they always ask a rookie to do is just make smart decisions, don't turn the ball over. Hey, people are clowning that he threw it 3 times. that doesn't matter. Any team that can keep running the ball is going to keep running the ball because it's clock management. If you're not stopping
right.
it, then we're not going to throw it. We don't need to throw it. We don't need Mac Jones. He's a rookie. We don't need him to win the ball game. That's what we're trying to tell the world is we got a defense that's top tier. We're top three. We got a top five running game, and we have a rookie quarterback. We're not going to put the rookie out there to hang out to dry. We ain't going to have him do everything he needs to do. We're not trying to make him Tom Brady. We're not trying to do all that. But if you want to look at statistically, he looks like young Tom anyway. Game manager, get him in position, let him win ball games. It's looking a little like Tom Brady-ish kind of demeanor. I'm not saying he's going to be the GOAT and throw out like
no,
17, but
hard,
what they
right.
asked of Tom Brady,
right.
if you watch back in his earlier young days, he was just a game manager.
Yeah.
He was a slow, blossoming individual.
And
the
lucky
system
for him,
is what he's
Brian
doing.
Hoyer to help him with Brady because, you know, Brady
yeah.
is giving him no tips right now. You know what I'm saying? Brady is not
Brady,
going
Brady
to
was
help
giving
him
tips.
At all.
Brady was giving
Ooh,
him
Mac
tips.
Jones?
He's not like Brett Favre. I mean, well, no, he can't give Mac Jones any, but, I mean, Brady would help
okay,
him if he was, you know, around.
Yeah, but if he was around, I'm saying he's not giving
yeah.
him no tips right now to help him win.
Oh, no, he'll
obviously,
need to. The tips are coming from
right.
the master. Bill Belichick is the
right.
one that built Brady. They got to stop
right.
with this. Brady was done it all by himself. He had the drive. He had the willingness to do, but he had to get the extra tangibles from Bill. Bill made him think about the game in an entirely different light. Like, he already
right.
wanted to have the game look like the way he did, but his breakdown of film and studying, sitting in the room, like, I didn't hear him doing all that when he was in college. We didn't really
no,
hear him
well,
doing a lot of that
not.
In his first,
no.
first year or two. It wasn't until he understood, like, what Bill was trying to tell him. Like, if you want to be able to destroy and pick apart every little thing, come into the lab. And the scientists gave him what he did, and then he knew how to do stuff. Which is why that game was a good game between Tom and Bill Belichick, Tampa Bay versus New England, because they were two masterminds battling each other. It wasn't going to be a high-scoring game. It was going to be a strategic chess match. And that just goes to
right.
show patronage to Bill Belichick that his protege, Tom Brady, because they keep trying to say Tom Brady's by himself. No, you're the protege. That coach helped develop the motion along with offensive coordinators. But you took and played it on the field, though. You still have to play, so we're going to give you your credit. But you are not Tom Brady without your staff.
Right.
It takes
okay.
a team to make everything happen. Teamwork makes the dream work. The process is still there. Bill Belichick and the Patriot way. Can't hate on that.
Hey. You know I ain't hating on that. So I, as the game is back from commercial, I mean, well, this is finally good. One good play by Pittsburgh, maybe potentially to get them on the board here. What is going on with Pittsburgh? Honestly. Oh my gosh, picked off. Holy. Oh my.
Yeah,
gosh.
There you go. That
Pittsburgh.
Was it.
Wow.
Pittsburgh is tired. They wore themselves out with the last
like,
game
what,
they played.
Like what is happening
against
with them,
the Ravens?
Though? I don't understand. How tired can you be?
Does the Ravens wear them down? That was a big game.
Yeah,
for them.
They
knocked
it all out
game.
On the field last week, so they don't got nothing in the tank for this game.
Now one
and
thing,
then, you know,
is
coming
sad.
Off a loss, Minnesota's going to be super focused.
It's the only time I ask Marv to say his usual thing. They're coming off an emotional win. I bet you they're going to lose. That's what Marv would have said, and it's real in this moment. Dang! We behind Mia. I now knew she's talking about.
Oh. But you gotta love that Marv picked up that Minnesota defense.
Right.
Man.
Right on time.
That was a lucky pick right there.
Right, they was looking
that was definitely right. Ben, I hope nobody has Ben because he has 0 points right now. Terrible.
Yeah, it's time for him to hang it up.
That's all I was just about to ask you. Does he play another year?
Yeah, he needs to hang it up before the end of this game. He needs to just go ahead and let somebody else finish up the season.
Big Ben?
Right. Yeah. Not before the end of the game.
I think he already said this is the last season.
It is.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. He does.
Yeah, he might as well just be the backup for the rest of the season. Let somebody else get some reps.
Now let somebody else get some reps.
No, who? Who they got to get some reps?
Right.
Please tell me.
Mason Rudolph.
That boy's trash.
You got the boy from Ohio State over there.
Who?
Ohio.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah, he over there, but he ain't even.
Put somebody young in there, let him see what happened. Better than a corpse.
Yeah, he Jason Voorhees on the dead side. He's a corpse under the lake.
Yeah, they came off on him on this game. I mean, I'm good with it because I could use the fantasy points, but just from a football conversation, you know.
That's not a good game to be talking about right now.
No, it's
unless
not.
You
the Marlins are
position.
Right. You got that defense, right? That's it.
Nah,
that
man.
Is it.
And they just lost. What? He hurt again. He got the game. It's over.
Terrible.
Man, they worse when he's on the sideline, so it's a rap.
I'm going against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense.
Yeah, man. Tomlin is just over there. Baffled.
I know he's mad. He is he's definitely not happy. He is definitely not happy. And his team ain't been this bad. But his team ain't been this bad a long time. Now, granted, they may not win every game, but they ain't never been, like, just getting blown out every single time.
Man, this game film, when they go into the game film room, so they going to be getting dust out. They get, Calvin Cook is averaging 15 yards a carry.
They're going to be getting more than cussed out. No one is watching this game.
So bad,
that's why we can barely talk about it.
If I was the coach, I wouldn't even watch this game film with my team.
Oh, man. If they would have scored that, I would have, it's time to go.
It is.
At some point,
Dalvin
you got to stay
shoulders. And he just running like nothing. They ain't been stealing no fear in them, no steel curtain.
They ain't put one hit on that shoulder the whole game.
They're getting mad. That's why. They're making these stupid calls.
Man, that was
y'all don't got
fast,
Sunday
bro.
Ticket?
Nah, I ain't got no Sunday ticket, man. We ain't balling like you.
No, we ain't
got
no satellite.
I got bootleg
website.
I got bootleg website.
You get it for free if you sign up. Nah, you get it for free if you sign up. Don't even try it.
For free if you sign up for what?
You get it for free the first year if you sign up with DirecTV.
Oh, then I got to cancel
every
year. Yeah,
but then you
got to
pay for it in the second year, right?
Yeah, like $200-something.
It's more than that. Like
$400. Nah, but you get it's not.
Hey, Mia, can you tell the audience our Patreon account?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, we got Patreon now? We up?
I'm trying to get that Patreon for that ticket.
You said what?
I'm trying to get that Patreon for the NFL ticket.
Something is really wrong with y'all. Something is really wrong with y'all.
No, I'm starting to think about trying to do that anyway because I got all the stuff. I got Sling and then I got all the Hulu and the Netflix and all. It costs the same.
No, Hulu, that got all that too.
Oh, sorry, NFL ticket, Hulu dub, and NFL ticket, all the YouTube dub.
Yeah,
thing,
but you
man.
Need NFL ticket.
Yeah,
NFL
true.
NFL tickets the only way to sit, right? Because then you get all the games and then some.
Yeah, I just been watching Red Zone.
Yeah,
Red Zone. Yeah, but Red Zone don't do it. Red Zone don't do it for me.
It's good for the casual. It's designed for the casual fan.
You know what it is? It's good if you have more than one TV. You put Red Zone on one TV, and then you know what I'm saying? You watch
a game on another
TV.
Yeah.
Right. You need Red Zone just to see, you know, if
who's gonna score.
They do.
Right.
And then you watch the main game that you want to watch. I don't even know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to watch the Dallas-Washington game. Are you excited about that game, Dwayne? Because now that we have a bye this week, the latest bye of the season, the last bye of the season, thank you very much for whoever made the schedule, because I'm happy with it.
Now she happy with New England stuff. Y'all heard it first.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm happy. I'm happy with the late season bye, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
She has not said she's happy with anything, just so y'all know. Just
so
that.
What happens when we get Tom Brady versus Belichick in the Super Bowl?
Well, we already know Belichick is winning because Brady likes to lose Super Bowls, and I'm praying that this would be one too.
Ain't that funny?
I think this is the only way for them to figure out who
decide
is the one that
who's the best. Right.
If Brady beats Belichick, then it'd be like it's all Brady.
Well,
but
Brady
if Belichick
beat the Cardinals first.
That's
yeah.
true. But we're not talking about the Cardinals right now. That is true though.
Oh.
But what we're saying is if Belichick is there and he beats him with Mac Jones, then you know the Belichick.
It's been Brady. I mean, it's been Belichick
everything.
The whole time. Right. You're right.
Well, it's the system. It's not Belichick the whole time because obviously still Tom Brady had to buy into a lot of the stuff and then get others to buy into it. But it still takes that player to do that. But it's just like it doesn't matter who you give him. He can make a championship quarterback. That's the part that's going to be scary.
He might need a season or two.
Yeah.
But he can do it.
Not even, because this is rookie year, and he's well on his way to going to the Super Bowl in his rookie year.
Well, yeah, you're right.
You know?
That.
Right? And it's like, even if he don't win it, like, you got there with a rookie.
Right.
Oh, you're going to win next
right.
year. Like, it's only going to get better because he's only going to get better.
Right.
So that's the
right.
trouble.
You're right. And then that goes to show, like, when does Bill Belichick retire? When
Never.
Does he hang his cleats up?
He doesn't want to.
I really don't see that happening anytime soon.
Yeah, you have to. He's gonna die. He's gonna die in the booth.
You see?
Yeah, he's gonna be watching.
Belichick
ain't.
He's one of them people who
out.
Live for the job. He ain't gonna survive not doing that. I don't even think he's gonna become
like
a team
so
president
bored.
Or something. Yeah, he's got to be.
Or like
an
owner. He could be an owner, like Robert Kraft.
Never.
Nobody
wants
to just sell him a team.
No, because he'd be worse than Jerry Jones, man. He'd be in the damn film room. He'd be trying to tell the
right.
what he's doing. He'd be trying to run every. He would run every office.
Do it like
he'd
I tell
hire
you, man.
Well, he's not even going to hire people. He's not going to have nobody in office. He's going to be running everything. Nah, he couldn't be an owner, bro. It's too boring for him. Ownership is boring. That's why Kraft
yeah,
put
right
in his damn
that.
Seat and just shut up. He just chilled. Like he shake hands and say kumbayas and collect checks and write checks. There's nothing else to it for him. Like he struck gold getting Belichick and created a dynasty, man. Because Kraft ain't got to do nothing.
The right people.
Right.
Yeah, but Kraft got a good job. You can't.
No,
can't be mad at that.
You and Marv, we would love that. Hey, trust me, I love to kick back, put my damn loafers up. Yeah. Go to the booth and watch my players do their thing. Watch them try to earn their mm-hmm. checks.
Yeah,
exactly. Having to do
but,
nothing else. Robert Kraft's son got the best job ever. He's going to inherit all of this.
Yeah. Just like Jerry Jones' son is inheriting the multi-billion-dollar Cowboys.
We got a first down, boys. Game's getting a little spicy.
You think they're going to come back from 30 down?
Is it spicy with water? Because it ain't no flavor in here. This is DJ Wax sauce, no flavor.
But I ordered the spicy water.
Man, you okay.
This was not
I'll
the
give
game
some,
to pick. I thought this game was going to be a little bit better than this.
You should have listened to Marv.
My God,
you got to channel your inner Marv.
You pissed off again, I think.
Listen to your inner Marv. I told you. They had an emotional win. They ain't going to be able to do nothing. Bet against them.
They're going
to
be spent.
Now I'm going to listen to Marv. Every time you say that, I'm going to be like, yep, I'm going with Marv. Because this is full-on emotion right now. They have nothing in
that
the tank. It's like they're playing like they have nothing.
Ball back.
It's like they're playing like this. They played the Baltimore Ravens game like it was a Super Bowl, and they're coming in here like this is just like practice. Like they're chilling.
Well, they're going to do something else. I mean, right. Oh, y'all just seeing that? Oh, my God. Y'all.
Yeah, yeah, Richie Rich. Yeah, I just saw it. Mini Nikki over there. Hey, man, I'll be hating on my slow service.
That's because y'all streaming, probably.
We are. We ain't tapped in. I'm downstairs in my room. I'm really, really streaming when I'm downstairs. In that
right.
box upstairs. Yeah. Oh, dang. It's not a pick? Oh, shoot. Let's go. Trying to score. It's third quarter with 4 minutes. Y'all better.
I told you getting
Where's
spicy.
The sense of urgency? Where's the sense of urgency? Hey, it's not spicy. That's just blackened chicken.
I need a Claypool touchdown. That's what I need.
Yeah, that sucks for anybody to pick that kid. He in trouble. He over here causing penalties and almost fumbling the ball and telling Colin he need to play some music at the practice. He need to chill.
They are just, what are they doing? Where is the offensive? I knew that was going to be a flag. Unnecessary roughness.
Does he push him outside out of bounds?
No, just wait.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're fully ahead of us. We don't need that
right,
play.
Right, exactly. You go get that play right about now.
Hey, here you go. Yeah, she's like a prerequisite to be on the show. You must have the ticket.
Right.
Oh, there it is.
I know,
you gotta be live.
I'm dead, bro. Let me hold something, yeah. Let me hold something.
It's not even that expensive.
Okay.
Uh-oh, game spicy now.
Let's let the people know. The type of travel that you take is an exquisite level of travel, just so they need to know that. You're upper echelon. Talking about it's not that expensive. And I'm not going to go into detail because I don't need people knowing your business, but I'm going to leave it at that. She travels in style, people. In style.
What does that even mean?
It means it's not a Hyundai or a Honda or a Toyota or a Ford. She does not.
None of the above.
None of the above. Not an economical vehicle whatsoever. But it
right.
does well in the snow.
It does do well in the snow.
Mm-hmm,
and it is
mm-hmm.
not a U.S.
Jeez.
citizen.
Not at all.
It's not a U.S. citizen.
Touchdown!
It's a foreign.
Oh, he dropped it. What a unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Run. Run. Where's his team? Hey, man, if he's over there, why is his team leaving him by himself? They could have pushed him into the end zone right there. Yes, we're behind you, but I'm just saying. They're not even playing for each other. Where's the rally at? Let's not get blank.
There's nothing. There's no rallies.
There's nothing.
Yeah,
they're just
Steelers
they're
was waiting
killing.
For the clock to run out.
Yeah, they got embarrassed quick, fast, in a hurry. They done. But, yeah, this is it.
This
come on, big game. Can't, oh, butter.
Touchdown.
Man.
Not who butters. I needed, though. Najee Harris.
Oh. Butters. See, that's why he retiring, man. He's like, man, I'm lacing these people with these nice passes. They dropping them. Like, done.
No shutout.
Nah, yeah, no shutout, man. That's what I said. At least have
yo,
some
urgency, I mean,
not to get blanked.
Nah, but hey, if they get a turnover right here and score again, you know, it's a little bit of a game here.
No,
yeah,
we don't need all that.
You doing extra with that. That ain't happening. They ain't stopped them all game. I mean,
I know.
Cook had 117 rushing yards in the first half alone. That just lets you know.
He was averaging like 19 yards a crack or something crazy.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell y'all. It was crazy. I was like, man.
You nervous about your game this week?
Look at them Cowboys talking sharp.
Why would I be nervous about my game? I got people coming back. We ready. You know what they need to be afraid of? You know what they need to be afraid of? Oh, that's because they put the graphic up there.
Right. See? You see? You're a little behind.
Whatever. I'll be hating on my streaming. No, I'm not afraid. I'm not worried about the game. It's going to be a good game. I just need Micah Parsons to get a Heineke hit, and I'll be good. And then a Diggs interception of Heineke, and then I'll be good. Because I do not really want Dallas to have a good defensive game. I want them to win, but I need them to kind of slough on run defense because I got Gibson.
I
said I want them to win, but I said I need them to slough on the run D, though. Lock down the passes, you know, all day.
I like Washington. Oh, picked off by Pittsburgh. See what I'm saying? What did I just say? A turnover, and then they score, and now the game is getting spicy. I told you guys.
Well, there's that New York swag coming out, little Nicky, man. We ain't going to see it. I'm just seeing Man of the Year right now. So we're behind, so we got to wait. Our
y'all
excitement
are way
isn't
behind,
there
but
yet.
It's coming.
You see, like, a quick field goal or something.
Hopefully they do something. Yeah, I mean, they had to make the game interesting because people are going to be turning this off. They probably clicked downstairs like, hey, throw a bad pass. Cling! They had to do something because people are turning this off. 29-0, bro. People are turning this all the way off. They done.
Exactly, and it's a primetime game.
Yeah, you know, if you got people like, boo, I'm turning this off, like, you know that a lot of people is at home. They're like, oh, I'll watch something else. Law and Order's on. I'm about to turn that on.
Oh, the new season? That's my favorite.
Kanye
I got it recording now.
Y'all watching the Kanye West Drake concert?
No, but what? Did y'all watch the Tom Brady thing? Man in the arena or whatever?
No, I didn't catch that. It looked good, though.
No, it's really good. If you guys can catch that on your streaming networks, you should definitely try.
You got some nerve.
She got the slick tongue.
Some nerve. You can catch it on your streaming network. It didn't even give me the New York swag on it. She gave it a proper, a proper etiquette with the pinky
network.
Pinky's up.
She's trying to explain how we can use our EBT cards.
Pretty much. And she had champagne while she was talking.
Right.
You already know. You already
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Bubbling. Bubbling. Man, I hope you catch one of your nose.
It's the only thing that doesn't give me hangovers.
That's bad. Man. That's bad because that's it. That's an expensive way to get faded.
Well, that and tequila. Well, tequila.
Oh, okay.
Tequila give you hangovers.
No way.
It doesn't give me hangover.
No way.
No way. Vodka gives me hangover.
Well, yeah, that White Lightning. Yeah,
no
way.
I don't mess with vodka.
None of that.
Nah.
Nah,
that's all day.
What is it? What is it?
Añejo?
Añejo? But,
Añejo?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's the one. That golden drip.
That's a good one. Woo! Or the Reposado. Yeah. Reposado is good, too.
Reposado is really good. That is bomb. Yeah. See,
what's the best brand, tequila brand?
Kirkland.
And what's some good ones?
Kirkland? No.
Mm-hmm.
1942 is good. Azul is good. There's another one in a weird shape. Yeah, Azul is good. There's another one that is it's on the same shelf. It's in a clear glass bottle. It comes in a replica. You know what? Let me look it up because I'm going to get you the exact name. It is also very good.
Listen,
I'm going to get you the name.
Kirkland Añejo? Have you had it?
Kirkland
Añejo? Yeah, man. Añejo, man. I'm telling you, man. It comes in a wine bottle, like literally. It got a cork and everything. That stuff is $20, and it's
for the
fire.
I'm not drinking any tequila that's $20. I don't care what. How
good me though? You gotta listen to me though, because. Okay, listen.
They don't even sell that out here. First of all, they don't even sell.
Okay.
They don't have Kirkland out here.
Okay.
Y'all don't have Costco?
You only got Costco?
Huh? Yeah, but it doesn't sell
Costco?
Alcohol. Yeah, but it doesn't sell alcohol.
Got it. All right, so then you go near. But anyway, the reason why I tell you guys Kirkland is because big brands give their product to Kirkland, and then they just put a Kirkland sticker on it. That's what I mean. Like, it's not like Kirkland brand, like they make it in their own lab. No, it's like the tequila silver,
like,
they have
you're really
like,
drinking Patron, yeah. You don't even know.
Correct. You're drinking Azul and it's just Kirkland, then they just put their sticker on it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well,
trust me.
Okay.
What about Casamigos? Y'all like Casamigos?
Casamigos is good. I like Casamigos Reposado. I just sent you guys a photo of the tequila. It's called Cinturo tequila. It's very good.
Yeah, you gotta be.
No, I ain't up on this.
Oh man, that's that Michael Jordan brand.
It's good though.
That's Michael Jordan brand. See, only she would be able to buy that. That bottle.
Why? It's not even that expensive. It's $100 or less. It's like $80.
Mimi. You like the champagne. You got to get some of that Isaiah Thomas champagne, that Cherlon.
Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, he got his own champagne. You got the orchards out in France and everything.
Let me see what this is, Juan.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he had champagne. Let me see what it looks like. I'm not seeing it.
Hold on, I'll show you.
Charlene. Oh, I see it. Charlene Champagne. Oh, does it come in a rosé? Because I prefer rosé.
Yeah, they got a rosé.
Oh, he does have a rosé. They do. Oh, how much is it? Let me see. Where can I find it?
It's like $40 a bottle.
$60. It's like $60. That's the same price as Moët. It's currently unavailable. He better market better. Can't even get it on Drizzly.
Like he sold out.
I gotta ask my liquor store guy, see if he can get me a couple bottles of that. You heard good things about it?
I have.
Okay, all right. So I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna check it out.
I've heard that it's a Detroit native bottle. That's about all he's heard.
Yeah, you know, it's got less sugar than Moët. You know, Moët runs your blood sugar.
Yeah, but I drink the Brut one. I don't drink the one that's sweet.
Yeah. By reputation, like, all his wines have less sugar than a lot of American champagne.
I'm going to definitely look for it.
I've been drinking
bourbon
lately.
I'm going to let y'all know.
Shit.
What you said?
That bourbon whiskey.
I said, Marv's been drinking that bourbon lately. That's in my jam. It can't even be no kind of other whiskey. It got to be bourbon.
I don't drink anything dark.
See.
Unless it's Reposado.
You racist.
Right. Can't be back. Dang.
No, I don't drink
like
a cognac or anything. Yeah, you know I do. Y'all shouldn't be surprised. I grew up in Arizona.
What's that got to do with anything?
I like the lighter shades of things.
Man, come on, man. I hate Minnesota. I can't believe I threw my lot in with this team.
What do you mean? Why do you have to hate them?
Man, because as an organization, they always do some stupid stuff.
Nah, man. We have
ourselves a game, boys.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Now you talking about them, put some respect on their name, man.
I needed my shutout, man. I was trying to come up in the fantasy game.
And you know the Vikings are good for winning the whole game and giving it away at the end.
But then giving it all the way back in the end. They're going to get these niggas 4 touchdowns.
Dang,
and win by 1 point and shit.
Well, I'll tell you, he has some bourbon right now. Well, you raise your blood pressure right there, man. It's all good.
I need a sip of something after this shit. I had the damn game in the bag.
You still got the game in the bag, man. Najee.
Oh, man.
Finally, Najee Harris has got somebody out there some points because he was suspect.
Man, he always show up no matter how bad this team plays.
Uh-oh.
So, while it's on
that momentum,
let's take a look at what are we looking at here. What week are we in? 14?
14.
14?
Yeah.
14.
You looking at a matchup?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Jacksonville beats Tennessee.
Yep, that's a sleeper game you need to look at.
Yeah, that is a sleeper. Only reason because Jacksonville got tore up last week, so they're gonna be ready to go. And Titans are like so injured; it's hard to know what they're gonna do.
Why does
Tannehill.
Is Seattle going to be Houston is what I would like to know.
Because Seattle's a better team.
Oh, no, they're not playing Tyrod. They got the other boy in there.
Tyrod injured?
Yeah, they got Mills in there.
Yeah, so it's over. Well, whatever his name is. Yeah, Mill, Hill, Phil, Loser. I don't know his name is.
Wow, Loser, huh? Is there any way the Lions beat Denver?
Yeah, they just won.
How's the emotion going, Marv? Tell us about that.
Oh, so they just won, so they're going back to back?
Detroit popped the bottle this week, man. We popped the bottle because we no longer in that obscurity where you didn't win a game in all season. We just another bad team now. So all the pressure's off. We're going to come up there with all the pressure off of us, playing loose. Broncos got everything to lose with this game. All the pressure's going to be on Bridgewater to show up. Bridgewater going to either throw for 350 and 4 touchdowns and overcome it, or he's going to succumb to the pressure, and it's going to be a tight game with the Lions in town. I don't trust Jared Goff very much, though. He's thrown 5 touchdowns in the last 2 games.
Man, you can't blame this on Goff, man. Y'all ain't got no O-line.
It's all Goff's fault, man. Have you ever seen the film on Goff? He is terrible. Like, he's not terrible all the time. Like,
no.
30% of the time, he makes great plays. 70% of the time, he's a moron. I don't know why that is.
It's not he's a moron. It's your route running receivers. And you have no line. He has no given opportunity to do it.
Offensive line. That's not our problem.
That's one thing we have
in Detroit on offense is a line. That's why.
I was going to say you got a good run blocking. You guys have good run blocking, but pass blocking and run blocking are two different things. And you as a lineman know it. So don't try and tell me because they know how to run block.
I'm saying that they got a good offensive line. The thing is, Goff doesn't know how to step up in the pocket and make throws.
To who? To who? Your tight end?
People open. You got Saint Brown.
No one open, man. Please watch the film.
Hockenson,
the only person that
open, man.
Yes, Hockenson, your tight end. Thank you. That's the only name you can utter about being open.
Saint Brown's good too, man. Rookie receiver showing up. Look at the last couple of games.
Saint Brown getting the ball though. Saint Brown is getting the ball.
For Amon Ra.
You go to Saint Brown. Saint Brown is getting the ball though.
But the funny thing is, Detroit needs to tank the rest of the season to get the first pick. We shouldn't win another game. If we win another game, we're going to get like the third or fourth pick.
Somebody else is already getting the first pick. They've already been eliminated. You guys weren't even eliminated yet.
We're the only one-win team. Everybody else got at least 2 wins.
Are you sure?
No, that's right. No, you're talking about the Eagles. If Carson Wentz plays one more game, their pick turns into the first-round pick. But I don't think it's number one, though. I think that's going to go to
Detroit. Round pick.
No, hold on a second. Round. Hold on. I was looking at this the other day. Hold on.
Jets got 2 wins.
You need to get some new contacts if you're looking at it.
Got 2 wins. And the Houston Texans got 2 wins.
That iPhone is letting you down. And that MacBook letting you down.
Oh, that's from the kickers.
Oh, yeah. Lions. The Houston Texans are eliminated. Everybody else still has an opportunity to get in. So Houston Texans have to be. Teams are listed in approximate 2021 draft order. Houston Texans are number one.
Uh-huh.
That's because y'all got a tie. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why y'all are not eliminated yet.
Hold on, but the Houston Texans got 2 losses. I mean, 2 wins.
They do, but I'm telling you, I'm looking at the playoff pitches on the NFL website. I'm a single out pitcher because I don't know why I think I'm lying to you. Like, I don't understand here. Anyway, take a look here.
Man, Lions are getting
it. Houston Texans are the only ones that are eliminated. Everybody else still has a shot at something. Maybe not much, but something.
Everybody else loses every game, then yes, maybe we can make the playoffs mathematically. You know that's not going to happen. I just want that defensive end from Michigan.
Hey, you need to hit that subscribe button.
No. No, not on my laptop. I got enough going on as it is. Man, I don't know what is going to happen.
So even though they eliminated
from
playoff contention, that don't mean that they get the first pick overall, do it?
Well, right now they're sitting at the number one spot.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no, it obviously matters how the season ends, but right now they are officially eliminated. Like, even if they won out, they cannot. They're eliminated.
Yeah, we need to go.
They're the only ones who have actually been eliminated, not like in the hunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we need to go in there and play our third-string quarterback.
He says not the third string. Monday night, Arizona. Y'all want to do the Monday night show next week, Cardinals-Rams? That looks like a good game.
Yeah,
oh,
that could be fun.
Oh, y'all want to do Tampa Bay-Buffalo at 4:25 on Sunday. Y'all going to be around? That's early for y'all. Y'all ain't going to be around. I already know y'all. Y'all going to be drunk.
I might be at a watch party.
Try to tell me about my inebriation.
Yeah, because I know it's too late in the day. It's too late in the day.
No,
you
I'm good.
Get
an
early game. Huh?
I'm good.
The Cardinals game is Monday night, though. Or would you rather do the Tampa Bay Buffalo game?
Nah, I don't know. Tampa Bay Buffalo. Either one is good because Cardinals Rams. That's playoff implications, and then Buffalo.
Right,
yeah,
Cardinals,
that's playoff
Rams,
implications.
Yeah,
yeah, Cardinals what? Rams is that playoff implications.
Right, yeah, no, seriously, that's what I said. That looks like a good game for next week is what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. I'm down
all
for
right,
that
so we're going to be – all right, guys. So everybody listening,
oh,
we're going to
wow.
be on Monday night. So you guys will get us sooner than you think. You don't get that long of a break away from us. Today's Thursday. We'll be back with you guys on Monday night for Cardinals and Rams game. Everybody, don't forget to tune in. That game starts at 8:15. We will not be logging on until after halftime so we can get the back end of the game because that's when things start to get a little spicy. So if you're tuning in, just make sure you guys don't tune in during the first half. Everybody watch the first half. We'll be tuning in. Oh, my gosh. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. What did I say? What did I say? I don't understand why y'all so quiet. I don't understand why y'all so
boy,
quiet.
Boy,
I was
loving that defense, though. Let me go take a shot
say.
For Marv, man. That's sad.
Right. Y'all got nothing to say over there. Y'all looking mad quiet. I don't even understand. Yo, I know I'm talking
that's
to somebody.
That's because you're going and you're ahead. We don't even get to see it. You're letting us know that we don't even get to see it, man, because we're the pedestrians with the streaming. We streaming, man. I ain't going
to
see it.
I'm going to have to give y'all my login
oh,
so
that
y'all
was
can
a beautiful
be ready for the
too.
Game.
Hey,
I
ain't even
you.
Claypool either. Washington. Hey, everybody
no,
but
I know.
Claypool.
I'm like, everybody but Claypool. I'm like, yo, what? Yo, what in the hell?
Yo.
Why would they do that?
It's about to be an 8-point game, man. They better go for the kick.
No. Right, they're retarded. They went for 2 and didn't get it.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah,
he don't do that right now, man. You got to score. Now you down nine.
You kicked the extra point. What an idiot.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. That's the dumbest.
You
got to
take the extra point.
You can't go for two right now.
Idiot.
Oh, God. I said don't do it. I knew they was going to do that. Man, this is dumb. Oh, man. You got to be kidding me, bro. And try to do a slip screen at that. That shit got blown up. Like, what? Come on, man. Y'all on the rise.
Go, Mike. Weather this storm, boys. Come on, goddamn.
Nah, I need them to win, bro. I need them to come back and win. It's like they had to catch their breath or something. Because that first quarter was horrible. Yeah, it's over. They about to lose.
Yeah.
And then,
nice.
Like,
this is
going to
be a good game. This is
going to
be a good
spicy
game.
See,
I didn't even know. I didn't even know that a game was going to get so spicy, like hot sauce.
What?
This is like wasabi.
Why do you keep saying spicy, too? What are you over there eating?
Nothing. Nothing. It's late over here. It's 11 o'clock over here.
That's what's keeping her going, man.
Exactly. It's the only thing that's keeping me going here.
Man. She's watching that Spice Network.
Right.
Right.
Now
this game's getting a little spicy. Now we gotta see what's going on here. Now the game looks a little well. They just messed it up with that 2-point conversion. That was like dumb. I can't
That's
believe
what
they
I
did
said.
That.
I'm like,
bro,
you gotta come within eight. Then you go for it, man.
Yeah, when you got no other options, that's when you take risks like that. Not when you got options. This is still a full quarter left. What are they thinking? Stupid.
I don't understand why, if you do that, don't you just get the ball to Najee Harris? If you're going
to
go for the two,
right. Why would you try to
you got one of the
they
best
thought that.
Finishes in the game. Like, why would you turn around and give it to Harris?
Bro, Vikings got to put some points on the board. That's the only way to seal the deal here. They have to be able to put some points on the board.
They need to go ahead and put their backup tailback in the game and just keep running them over and over again.
Yeah, beat him up. Don't do Cook no more. He got you here.
Four yards in a cloud of smoke over and over again to the game ends.
They had to make this game intense because both these teams are in the hunt for the playoffs. I was like, the Steelers ain't playing like they ain't ready to try and win some playoff games at all. Three touchdowns in 5 minutes.
But they couldn't score the whole entire game. I'm like, what's going on now?
That's because they made the call, bro. The fix is in.
Yeah,
the fix is in, y'all. We got a good 11 minutes left. Our show is winding down, coming to an end, but it is not over, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. You know what that sound means. That means we're about to get out of here, but we got a little special for you. We are going to come back for another half hour to finish this game out for you guys. So if you're tuning in, just give us a few minutes and we're going to log back in for you guys. We want to finish this show out now that everything is getting a little spicy. They don't like my word tonight. But we're going to be right back with you guys. Thank you guys for those of you who can't tune back in with us. Right, it's a spicy week. For those of you who can't tune back in, thank you for listening each and every week. And remember, we'll be back Monday night for the Cardinals. Rams. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Wait till you guys see this play. Oh. Okay, the game might be over. Either way, we'll be back. Thank you everybody for tuning in, and you guys can get our details on the end of the next show. See you later.
See.